I apply the blood because the blood never loses its power. It's flown to the highest mountain and it's flown to the lower valley. It's the blood that gives me strength day by day. Hallelujah. If you see me walking right, it's the blood. If you see me talking right, it's the blood. If you see me dancing in the Holy Ghost, it's the blood. If you see me dressing right, it's the blood. If you see the victory on my life, it's the blood. If you see me being the head and not the tail, it's the blood. I'm talking to somebody. I'm talking to somebody. No weapon formed against me. Become under the blood. Hallelujah. I'm talking to somebody. Be a COVID 19. You cannot hurt me. You can come, but you cannot hurt me because I'm under the blood. Hallelujah. I'm talking to somebody. Hallelujah. Because I'm under the blood. God will prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. I'm talking to somebody. Hallelujah. Because I'm under the blood. Every word of the devil has spoken against your life. Every word that the devil has spoken against your life shall not prosper. You will live and declare the goodness of God in the land of the living because you are under the blood. You are under the blood. Walk under the blood. Sing under the blood. Talk under the blood. Hallelujah. I know it was the blood. I know it was the blood that washed me white as snow. Hallelujah. One day I was lost and Jesus died on the cross. That blood that came running down is the blood I'm talking about that cleansed my soul. Wash me in the blood of the Lamb. Hallelujah. Do you have the blood of Jesus over your life today? Do you know the blood of Jesus? Do you have the blood? Hallelujah. Somebody give the Lord a hand of praise. I'm talking about the blood. Hallelujah. The blood of Jesus will never lose his power. Hallelujah. This is my testimony. I'm under the blood and the blood is over me. Hallelujah. Before we continue, the devil cannot do you no harm because you are under the blood. And the reason is that the devil cannot come under the blood to touch you. Hallelujah. Because when the devil come under the blood, the devil will get sanctified. The devil will get clean. But the devil does not want to change. So the devil cannot come under the blood. So what the devil does is to encourage you to leave from under the blood. For the Christopher, you are under the blood. And the devil come. Hallelujah. You get your wife. I know she's beautiful from head to toe. She's a queen. Hallelujah. Oh, she's fucking. Oh, her smile alone make the world go around. Hallelujah. And the devil want for you to cheat on your wife. The devil will bring another woman and say, take it. Take it. Take it. Take it. Shine your eyes. She's beautiful. Take it. Ah, Brother Chris is so smart. He can't stretch his hand. He just said, That's what we need to tell the devil. Because when he stretch your hands, come on, stretch your hand. I know your wife and mine. You see it? He can stretch your hand to material things. The devil will drop it and grab his hand and pour out all the blood and begin to deal with him. Hallelujah. Because the devil cannot go under the blood. Am I talking to somebody? The devil may not use material things. The devil may use the problem that you're going through, your home, to give out on God and to walk out of the blood. Have you heard that somebody was on fire for Jesus, but no more? Have you heard that people walk out of the church and can't come to church anymore? Have you heard that people have backslidden? They don't want to hear about the words of God anymore. Once upon a time, they were under the blood. Hallelujah. They were under the blood. Now, so now I want to say, when you're under the blood, you got patience. Going to be closing soon. You got patience. I remember driving on Highway 47, playing my gospel music, taking my time, driving. Ooh, hallelujah. Driving. Oh, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. See him. And then the car came from behind me, in front of me. And I got concerned when I looked. He gave me middle finger. Wow. He gave me not the sour finger, but the one in the middle. And then he pulled and branched up. And I branched up because that's the scenery I'm taking. He thought I was going after him. He stopped the car to the stoplight on the side. And the stoplight was on. He got down and he began to say things, angry and saying things. And you know what happened? I kept my peace. He was saying a lot of stuff. But he entered here. He came this way. And from there, I pulled up. I saved time. I saved my life. And I saved the police from coming and going to jail. If I was not under the blood, and he cut me and gave me middle finger and stopped, I would pack my car and get down. Who you think you are? Now what happened to those that are under the blood to quit the fight? Hallelujah. But I'm glad I'm under the blood. Hallelujah. Because the blood never loses its power. Hallelujah. I know it was the blood. Hallelujah. How you wash in the blood of the Lamb. Let me give you my testimony. Our laws in sin, rapport in sin, in the deadest stink in sin. Hallelujah. But the Lord for me, he picked me up. Hallelujah. I've been washed in the blood of the Lamb. I'm saved and sanctified. I'm saved and sanctified. I've been washed in the blood of the Lamb. I'm saved and sanctified. I'm saved and sanctified. Oh, somebody stand with me right now. Hallelujah. Stand with me right now. Whenever you repent, they're going to ask you 38. Whenever you repent of your sins, you get baptized in Jesus' name. In our eyes, it is water. But in there is the blood of Jesus. There you get saved. You get sanctified. When you come up, God filled with the Holy Ghost. Because God does not dwell among sin. He got to sanctify you. He got to cleanse you up. And then baptize you with the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah, somebody. Hallelujah, somebody. Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? Are you ready to see the Lord coming? Are you ready to live eternally? The appointment of man wants to die. After that is the judgment. So this is my testimony. The Lord found me. I never found the Lord. He called me from darkness into his marvelous light. If you find yourself in this church today, it's God that has called you. And some of us, God is still calling us. And you putting on excuses. You want to wait until you get $1 million in your account. Maybe get rich before you turn to the Lord. But tomorrow is promising to no man. Today may be my time to die. Tomorrow will be your time. But what will you say when you meet God? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? Are you sanctified? Are you an overcomer? The blood of Jesus will make you overcome drugs. Will make you overcome the enemy. Will make you overcome fornication. Will make you overcome adultery. Will make you overcome lying. Will make you overcome whatsoever the devil has set before you to separate between you and God. Oh, I need the blood over my life. I need the blood over my home. I need the blood of Jesus that never loses its power. Hallelujah. I know it was the blood that gave me strength from day to day. So one day he died on the cross. Sister Christy, the Bible says he bled and died. He bled and died for you and for me. When we were lost, Jesus died on the cross. He was buried on the third day. He rose again. And he's going to prepare a place for you and I. He will be coming again to receive you and I unto himself. Or if you will make it into the number, you got to be washed in the blood. And this is your testimony. In the blood of the Lamb. With every hands raised this morning. Think about the suffering he went through for you. To heal you. By his stripes, you are healed this morning. mentally, spiritually. God, I hear you. Hallelujah. Oh, if somebody can walk into the altar right now and say, Lord, I need the blood over me. I need the blood over me, over my life. I want for you to cleanse me with your blood, Jesus. I want for you to cleanse my church and set it in the right minds. Oh God, I want for you to cleanse my husband. I want for you to cleanse my church. Oh Lord, cleanse me, oh God. Cleanse my wife, Lord. I need the blood. I need the blood. I need the blood. Cleanse my brother and my sister. Come walk into the altar right now. Come, let us have some time before the Lord. Hallelujah. He touched me. Oh, he touched me. And oh, what a joy I feel my soul. Something happens and I know he touched me and he made me whole. The Lord is calling you to the altar right now. Oh, he touched me. Yes, Jesus touched me. And oh, what a joy that filled my soul. I say something happens and now I know he touched me and he made me whole. Oh, sing it one more time. He touched me. Yes, Jesus touched me. And oh, what a joy that filled my soul. Oh, something happened and now I know he touched me and he made me whole. Somebody pray. Lord, the Lord wants you to pray. Pray, 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 and pray, and pray, and pray. Thank God, I need to be saved. If I need a prayer, Lord, you will provide it for me. If I need a car, you will give it to me. If I need a home or a house, you will give it to me. Whatever I ask you for, you will do it, oh God. But I need the blood. I need the blood. Wash me in the blood. Wash me in the blood. Put your words in my mouth. Hallelujah. I pray, oh God, touch me one more time this morning. Touch me. Oh God, in the name of Jesus, let the Lord touch you. In the name of Jesus, oh, pray a little more. In the name of Jesus, touch you, Lord. In the name of Jesus, let the Lord touch you. In the name of Jesus, touch me, oh God, just one more time. Touch me, oh Lord, just one more time. I need a touch from you. In the name of Jesus, I need a touch. I need a touch. Holy Ghost, take control. I need a touch. In the name of Jesus. Jesus, I need a touch. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I need a touch. I need a touch. By the blood of the Lamb, I need a touch. Right now, Lord, I need a touch. And let the Holy Ghost take control. I need a touch. In the name of Jesus, I need a touch. I need a touch for you. My God, touch this young man right now. In the name of Jesus, let the Holy Ghost take control. Hallelujah. I need a touch. Just one more time, Lord. Touch me, oh God. Touch me, oh God. Touch me. Touch me. Touch me. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. I need a touch. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. I need a touch. Just one more time. Holy Ghost, do it again. I need a touch. I'm messing and touch me. Hallelujah. I need a touch. I need a touch. Lord Jesus, I need a touch. For you, oh God, I need a touch. Just do it again. Do it again. Touch me one more time. 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 What are you going to touch me? Just one more time. Touch me, the Lord. Touch me, the Lord. Touch me, the Lord. Touch me. Touch me. Touch me. Touch me. Touch. I need a touch. I need a touch for you. I need a touch. I need a touch. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. I need a touch. I need a touch. I need a touch. I need a touch. Touch me one more time. Touch me one more time. Touch me. Just one more time. In the name of Jesus. Touch me one more time. In the name of Jesus. Touch me, Lord God. In the name of Jesus. Touch me, Lord God. Hallelujah. Glory. Glory. Pray the Lord more. Pray a little more. Just pray a little more. God is able to transform your life. God is able to give you the victory. God is able to make you an overcomer. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. There is victory in the name of Jesus. There is victory in the blood of the Lamb. God is able to fight for you. God is able to deliver you. God is able to heal you. God is able to do anything that you are. Hallelujah. He is able. Thank you, Jesus. Pray a little more. Pray.
Touch me. Oh. Oh, he touched me.
Can restore you. God can revive you again. For those of you who have never been baptized in Jesus' name, never been filled with the Holy Ghost, and me, you have never been washed in the blood of the Lamb, you can do so today. You can make a decision today. That thought that the devil is putting in your mind that you don't need Jesus, the devil is a liar. They're going to use you and destroy you. But God want to give you life that you may have it more abundantly. Get baptized in Jesus' name. Be filled with the Holy Ghost. If you're not feeling the power of God in you, God can revive you again. Those of you that have been born again. Hallelujah. If there's anybody that want to get baptized in Jesus' name, if you are middle of your mind, you've never been baptized in Jesus' name, we want to pray for you right now. Hallelujah. We want to pray for you. We want to pray a special prayer if you will come to the altar. If you want to get baptized in Jesus' name, it's nothing to be ashamed. It's nothing to be afraid of. Just come walk into the altar. We're going to pray for you that God will give you the gift of repentance. Hallelujah. Oh, he touched me.
Oh, he touched me.
The decision is yours today.
And all the joy that floods my soul.
Last time
he touched me. me.
Oh Lord, we pray for somebody right now.
He touched
them,
me,
oh God, in like if a repentant and draw them, oh God, to you.
And
but no man can deliver them, oh God, except you.
But
here we accept you, the Lord, and personal Savior, oh God. You work on them this week.
Something
in Jesus' name.
Happened.
Oh.
And now I know He touched me.
Lord going to make you whole again.
Thank you, Jesus.
For those of you that want to get baptized, you don't want to come, you can meet Brother Kyra. Just lift for your hands. Lift for your hand, brother. You can give your name to him. If you have never been baptized, in Jesus' name, give it your name and information to him. We arrange your baptism right in this room. Amen. I know my girls, they are getting ready to get baptized. We talk about it a lot. We're going to get baptized soon. Amen. Because soon and very soon, we are going to see the King.
Amen.
Amen.